Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
Well, Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. That's Christy McVeigh on vocals. Also on organ, by the way, on keyboard. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. And I'm very excited about Judith Glaser continuing to be with us. She's the author of The DNA of Leadership, also Creating We. She's an award-winning, globally recognized expert in the area of leadership, in the area of why we are leaders or why we are not leaders. The way her work on the way the brain works is really finding some traction all over the world. And Judith, recently you wrote an outstanding article about the way people lead. And you gave the example of power rules and having power over people or power with people. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about what the power rules are.
So, as you know, years ago, on September 11th, 2001, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was going through my chemotherapy...
Now, let me stop for a second. Folks, she was in the doctor's office on Tuesday morning, September 11th, 2001, receiving the news about her breast cancer as the planes were hitting the buildings.
Yes, and someday I'll make a movie about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
almost 10 years as a survivor.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
I'm celebrating my 10th year.
Thank God.
This year, thank God, is right. And so during the time I was going through chemo, I couldn't really write. You know, so much of what I do is about writing about mm-hmm. leadership. And so all of a sudden in the shower, I got this picture of a goose. His name is Gregory Goose.
isn't it crazy how you get these ideas in the shower? Folks, I tell my audience about this all the time. I say, don't, you know, let it go. Let it happen. Go ahead, the goose.
So the goose flew out of my brain, and I couldn't I couldn't write the whole thing, so I wrote as much as I could, because, again, it's really hard during chemo to be concentrating. And I found a graphic artist who illustrated my story. And then when I got through chemo and my brain was back to normal, I finished writing this. And lo and behold, this turned into a wonderful little parable called The Leadership Secret of Gregory Goose, which just came out. It's now up on Amazon for people to see, and you'll see the graphics. The graphics that are in here now are from actually an animator who's turned this into a film. So we now so we have an animated film.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And so what I do is I show this to leaders, because the whole idea of how to become a great leader is right under, I believe it's right under the surface. It's in our instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And once we understand how we instinctually respond, because we all like power, want power, and need power, but how to turn that power into something that we can use in a different way, as you said, is the power instead of power over, power with others. So Gregory has 7 power rules that he thinks about when he thinks about leadership. Would you like me to...
Yeah, please give it to us quickly.
Okay, so first one is, power comes from how strongly you flap your wings. Of course, that's what intimidates others. And
right.
Of course, we all know that's important. Power comes from how loudly you honk, right? It knocks people over, and how how much you honk.
That's another one. How much you honk is the third one.
The third one, right. The fourth one is how well you strut. Power comes from how fast and strong you are.
That's number 4. Races,
right?
5.
Uh-huh. That's 5. 6 is power comes from your ability to peck. That's constructive criticism.
See, you know, what you may not be realizing is people listening right now are putting faces to these things that you're talking about. I mean, they know what the faces of these people.
That's what's so funny.
and they're not thinking about somebody. They're not thinking of words like Gregory either. By the way,
no. Well, the last one and is how well you keep others in line.
Yeah.
Other geese in line.
I want to read those again, folks, quickly. How strongly you flap your wings.
Uh huh.
How loudly you honk, how much you honk,
right.
How well you strut, how fast and strong you are, and your ability to peck.
Right.
And I like you guys say peck.
Peck.
And then how well you keep people in line. Now, that's what Gregory thought was the secret to success.
Oh, yeah. He thought, which the book keeps saying, or so he thought. But, of course, when the hunters come in to and try to kill all the geese, he tried to use all his great power rules, because
yeah.
he taught that they didn't work. And so in a moment...
Honking does not override a shotgun.
No, it doesn't. Nor does, you know, pecking and strutting. So he turns to his other geese, and they have a hunkersation, which, of course, you know, changes everything, right?
I wish you hadn't said that. Go ahead.
And all of a sudden, a new language of leadership was born. And the geese separated their lines, and not one of them was lost. And all of a sudden, when Gregory came back and was thinking about all the new things that he had learned that day, he realized that power comes from releasing the instinct, the power instincts in others, the leadership instincts in others, releasing it. And, of course, he went around the world to share his wisdom with everyone.
And he learned about the difference between power over and power with.
Exactly, exactly. And that's so much what leaders are now learning. Everywhere you turn, leaders are trying to understand collaboration, engagement, how to innovate with others. It's not about them having all the wisdom. It's about leaders creating an environment where their people can grow and develop, and how to really inspire that, how to trigger that kind of conversation is what best leaders do. It's beautiful when it happens. It surprises them.
I think I've got an idea for you.
What's that?
I think you should call him Greg during the power rules phase, and call him Gregory when he changes.
Oh,
so you know, like Abram and Abraham.
Yeah,
I think you should. You should call him Greg or vice versa, but call him Greg with two G's for the first one. And then when he learned, he changed his name to Gregory, the leader, or something like that.
Oh, that's very cool.
So anyway, whatever that's worth. Give us the website, Judith.
It's www.creatingwe.com.
Check it out, folks. An award-winning site by an award-winning author and thinker. And you're going to be hearing more and more about Judith Glaser. I promise you. She's one of the best. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.